Well, for Jamie and Josh Woodall, training, athletic training, that is a family thing, and it's a home thing. You see, they're married to each other. Jamie is the head trainer at Rudder High School, and Josh is the head trainer at Bryan High School. So how did they get together? Well, they got together at Sam Houston State.
When we first met, I was a senior in the program and Jamie was coming in as a freshman. So that's how that started out. And of course, I think she thought I was a staff member because, my appearance hadn't changed much over the years. So I looked like I was 30 then, and I hopefully don't look much older than that now. I don't know. But anyhow, that was a tough row right there, trying to get her to pay any attention to me. But fortunately, it worked out for me in the end. I was pretty excited about it. I'm a blessed man.
And for Jamie, well, maybe it wasn't love at first sight, but pretty soon after that.
I wasn't sold right away, but he's a great guy, and now we actually teach a young married's class at our church together, and we really enjoy doing that.
One of the great rewards of being an athletic trainer like Jamie and Josh Woodall are developing young men and women, even in high school, to be student trainers and to see them go on in that profession. Here's Josh Woodall.
Yes. We've actually had quite a few students that have gone on to do this, either in the college level or professionally. I have a former student of mine from several years ago that now is a certified athletic trainer and works here in the Brazos Valley. Very proud of her, Monica Menchaca. She does a great job. So very, very proud of her. And we've had several that have gone on to do this throughout my career here in Bryan. But it's a really good profession. It's a good field to go into, and we're really excited whenever we have that opportunity. I've got another one right now that is at Texas A&M, and although he's changing his field of study a little bit, he's still very interested in athletic training and has always had an interest in working in professional football. So we'll see how that pans out for him.
Jamie Woodall was working for A&M Consolidated September the 15th, 2006. It was Consol versus Austin Westlake at Tigerland Stadium. A young man, Matt Nader, playing for Austin Westlake, collapsed, went into sudden cardiac arrest. Jamie Woodall will never forget that night.
Absolutely. That was one of the first emergencies that had ever happened on a field of play that I was responsible for. And the medical professionals that worked on him and for him certainly played a big hand in his survival, and very proud of what athletic trainers do and the work that we do with EMS and with team physicians to make sure that every athlete stays safe.
Matt Nader went on to graduate from the University of Texas in 2011, and now his passion is to make people aware of sudden cardiac arrest, automated external defibrillators, and CPR. What happened that night over 10 years ago at Tigerland Stadium led to a lot of changes on the sideline. Here's Jamie Woodall.
Absolutely. In fact, several laws are in place right now with regulations with the UIL that have come from that in regards to AEDs and concussion protocols.
Josh and Jamie Woodall, athletic trainers in the Bryan ISD, and teaching others to do the same. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.